But if you restart recording, we won't have an outtake for the beginning of the show.
Well, too late.
Welcome to Sam, where a millennial and a Gen Z scroll so you don't have to. I'm Freddy.
And I am Leah. We are two people who actually work in social media. And in these short weekly episodes, we break down the latest trends so you can stay in the loop without living online 24/7.
It's for anyone who works with social media, for marketeers who need to stay up to date, for brands who want to know what's trending, and for you, if you don't have time to scroll all day. So Leah, what are we talking about today?
Today our three big trends are Pudding mit Gabel.
Oh, there we have to do a little bit of translation, all right.
Mm-hmm. The lioness doesn't concern itself with dot dot dot.
That sounds very LinkedIn-inky.
It's definitely the opposite. And our third trend is girl, whatever.
Sure. Also like a great way to end this today's show, right? Girl, whatever.
Exactly. Well, so Freddy, I think you are loving our first trend of the week. Because I'm pretty sure you have also encountered it. And
yes.
Yeah, it's just very bizarre and peak Gen Z humor, which I feel like you probably like. This trend is called, as mentioned, Pudding mit Gabel, which translates to pudding with fork. This trend is a new TikTok trend, or let's call it a movement, that started in Germany and has quickly gone viral. It began with a simple, absurd idea of a creator of eating pudding with a fork instead of a spoon, which obviously is both impractical and funny.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. What started as individuals posting themselves awkwardly poking at the pudding has now evolved into large public meetups where dozens or even hundreds of people gather in parks, city squares, or train stations, all eating pudding with forks together. The visual is chaotic, slightly surreal, and very memeable. People holding plastic cups of pudding, laughing, sometimes chanting, and proudly showing off their forks. And I am assuming it's trending because it taps into Gen Z's love for absurd humor, group inside jokes, and low-effort participation. Because, yeah, basically anyone can join by just bringing a pudding and a fork. And it is extremely accessible and shareable. And
trying to eat it. Absolutely. I mean, this is one of these trends where you can't really explain it, I guess. I
yes.
mean, somebody has an idea, everybody sticks up to it. And what's fascinating to me, because, yes, this is one of the trends I noticed very early on. It even made the jump from the online world to the offline world.
Yes.
Because we are recording from Zurich. And the other day, literally, I think yesterday or the day before, I was walking around and on those bus stations, there were like hand-printed out of homes, we should
yes.
say.
Yes.
But like really homemade out of homes, inviting everybody to eat pudding with a fork at this and this address to come together.
Yeah, very true.
Very interesting. I think the challenge with this trend is how to make it work for your purpose.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, of course, if you are promoting like a pudding or if you are a coffee that...
This is your time to shine.
This is your time to shine. Do it now. Like hit pause, film this clip, upload, and then, of course, come back. And by the way, also subscribe and rate and stuff. but I think where it gets challenging is, or where you really have to get creative is when you do, I don't know, something like when you're a car mechanic or something.
Yeah.
There you really have to think. I mean, I can see it as an Easter egg.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you do like your usual people-focused, centered content, and just as an Easter egg, start off with eating a pudding with a fork. Could be a great attention getter.
You mean like a hook?
Playing into the trend. Yeah, like a hook, exactly.
Well, I think also, again, like this is a trend that has been going on, right? So once we report on it, it is already a trend. And I think, again, it's maybe also just like a starter kick or like something you could... like use and further develop, like be creative with it on how can we adapt that. I don't know, maybe you can do other unpractical things with pudding with gobble. Like you could just use it as a text screen, like pudding with gobble, well, have you tried this one, and continue this joke. And kind of, because I feel like, you know, like, yeah, maybe you can still hop on right now, but you would need to be extremely fast. I think it's more so about like, okay, where is this going? Where do we see this trend developing to?
Right.
Because it probably will just like translate to different forms from now, like into different formats.
Yes, I think that this is a good way to start thinking about it. All right, we all know about pudding with gobble, but have you ever heard of, and then
exactly.
try to bring your brand, like, I don't know, matcha with a paper straw or something.
Yeah.
I mean, this would kind of work, would be unusual. And I think that the fun is in this absurdist thingy because it's not too far-fetched.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the spoon is usually right next to the fork.
Yeah, exactly.
But you, on purpose, make the wrong decision.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And like I said, I think a big part of this trend is it's this... like, you know, you feel like you're part of an inside joke because people outside of TikTok or Instagram, because of course now it's also on Instagram, they will, like, your parents will probably not understand when you're like talking about pudding with gobble. It will maybe be a bit like foreign to them. And I think that is the fun.
Funnily enough.
Your parents do.
Funnily enough, I will meet with my parents this evening for dinner. They are in town. And maybe I will get a dessert, like a pudding like dessert, and try to eat it with a fork just to see how they will react.
I think you should do that. I think you should do that.
Can report on it.
Can report.
Next week.
Yeah. Well, let's report on the second trend. Because our second trend, okay, is called the lion/lioness does not concern themselves with...
Eating... pudding with a fork.
Exactly. In these short videos, creators are highlighting everyday human worries through text on screen, and concerns like being stressed about work, school, or the state of the world, or simple things like spending too much time on their phone, and then show a clip of themselves acting normal and unbothered, as if these concerns simply don't matter. The videos are often paired with the upbeat track mix called Dreamer, and I think it's like a remix by Living Joy, which adds a playful and carefree energy to the content. And many examples are intentionally funny or exaggerated, showing the lion or the lioness, which people call themselves that, completely ignoring that humans tend to get worked up over things, and it just makes the content highly relatable. An example for this, like, for example, is the lioness does not concern herself with a weak immune system. You know, like, she will not act on it or go to the doctor. So part of the appeal, I would say, is also that it actually often uses irony, and it's kind of used as a coping mechanism, I would say. Like, making fun of something that actually, in many of the videos that I have seen, is pretty serious. But yeah, just making fun of it to cope with it and turning stress into, you know, this silly, lighthearted thing. Yeah.
All right, I get it. So it's really serious stuff usually in these videos. It's not like, the Wi-Fi doesn't work.
No, it's both.
It's really just
Both. Okay. Like, I think the range is super broad, and I think that, again, is very Gen Z. It's like treating everything as kind of the same seriousness. Like, so it's about like, oh, like, the lioness does not concern himself with women not having the right to their own bodies, you know? Like, it can be very deep. But that's what I meant with like using it almost as a coping mechanism, where everybody like kind of feels that this is a big pain, but, you know, laughing about it. But then also videos where like people are like, oh, the lioness does not concern herself with like spending too much money on matcha lattes, you know, very simple ones as well.
Okay. I mean, coping mechanism feels, it feels like a coping mechanism, but also like a great way or a great angle to talk about stuff that is really serious, that really matters, but just, I mean, but by making fun of things, by using irony, the one thing is, of course, you kind of play it down, but in the same sentence, you still make a topic out of it.
Yeah, true.
So, yeah, I mean, usually I would say that there's a great potential for shock or shock comedy stuff going on, you know? Mm. Which can be very effective. I mean, I'm trying to think about examples where it's not like in a missionary sense, you mm. know, or like a moral sense mm-hmm. being used or in a political sense. But because I guess most of our listeners are not working for Amnesty International. I mean, if you do, write us.
Yeah, that'd be great. Oh, by the way, just I know that is off topic, but it came to my mind. Well, shout out to Flavia. Flavia has actually figured out what our name means. My mom, not quite, but once I explained, she was she agreed. It's very obvious, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
My girlfriend proposed that it means not some, but so me. Which is very social media.
Oh my God, you know? I like
it's
that.
So me. But of course,
I like that term.
It means some social media, as in marketing.
Yes.
Social media is often like called some, SOME. No,
yes. Exactly. I think for marketers, it might have been obvious. For other listeners who are maybe just family and friends, they are just here.
I mean, other listeners are family and friends.
All of our listeners are family and friends. And that's okay, right? That's okay.
Yeah, of course. And maybe there's like one guy in Denmark who is now like, hey, what about me?
Okay.
But you know what?
Continue.
The lion doesn't concern with this one
Yeah.
Person from Denmark. Yeah, no, I'm thinking about right now, you can use it to, if you do not take yourself too serious and you are this car mechanic, you know, and you can make of like kind of fun about, the lion doesn't concern about checking like oil pressure or stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you know, talking about stuff you should absolutely do.
Yes. Love that.
I don't know, checking the tire pressure and then... maybe you can even add a clip where like a car is up in flames or something.
Yeah. I mean, so true. You could, I think, yeah, you could use this in a silly little way. You could use it in a more serious matter. Like I'm right now thinking, you know, like for the company that I work for, Planted, like even we could do something like, oh, the lioness does not concern herself with the meat lobby's funding and whatever, like rather serious, you know, like you could make it like bringing awareness to a topic. Or you could just, keep it simple and fun with something that you absolutely should do. But, you know, sometimes maybe you're too lazy to do or I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, the humor really has to be, it's either, I mean, the lioness lion doesn't concern with ... is shocking in itself by bringing up topics that you should absolutely be concerned about, you know, in this kind of... saying, no, I do not care about this, which is a shock in itself. But for me, it really feels like you should like be bold, be a little more shocking, mm-hmm. shine a light on stuff mm-hmm. that nobody talks about.
Yeah. True.
And then you will kind of like a strong content piece. Just once again, how does it look? Just people filming themselves?
Yeah, I feel like it's probably just like a clip that you have from the past that people have on their phone. Like really the visual is not anything that I could like point out. It's just, yeah, probably themselves doing something like maybe even washing the dishes, doing like just like stock footage. And then it's mm-hmm. really like the text layover, the copy again, that matters.
All right. So visual wise, you would say girl.
Girl, whatever. And yes, thank you, Freddie. And interestingly enough, our third trend is actually going into a very similar direction of what it is about.
All right.
The girl, whatever trend, showcases moments of personal joy like traveling, enjoying nature, or spending time with loved ones. So there it's like a visual that is maybe a bit more edited, like a video of several clips of somebody, mostly a girl, a woman, doing something and overlaying it with the text girl, whatever, in the center of the screen. The trend is then often paired with a song by Charlie XCX called You, ha ha ha, and which again enhances kind of a playful and empowering vibe. And the phrase girl whatever serves yet again as a reminder not to sweat the small stuff, I would say, and to focus on personal happiness and growth. It's about acknowledging that while challenges exist, they don't define you and you can still thrive and find joy, encouraging embracing life's imperfection with confidence and a carefree attitude. So I think this trend resonates with many because it promotes self-confidence, resilience, and the importance of living authentically regardless of external opinions or circumstances.
All right. I mean, first of all, this sounds like a great way to react to haters.
Yes. Oh my God. You're so right. You're so right. Oh my God. Now I need to do that. Oh. Thank you.
Yeah. Shall we pause the record and then you do it and then we come back?
I mean, very straight to the point, no?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. There's no... I mean, it's kind of interesting to me that this hook works because there's no big, like, reveal, no thing. I mean, the hook itself says whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
but maybe it is because of the political climate we live in, which is also plays out on social media. I can imagine that is actually refreshing to see people not caring about like the stuff that's going on in the world. I mean, it's a hot take, but I can imagine.
I'm thinking right now. I'm also not sure. I think it's... But no, it doesn't surprise me, actually. Because I think it's very... I feel like, you know, if creators do something, like, I think that is a challenge, right? Maybe for brands, I feel like more so even need to focus on, like, a really strong hook and everything. But creators, like, this probably oftentimes comes from creators that already have a big following. Where it works, right? In its kind of low effort content. And I actually feel like it's not that deep, you know? Like it's usually just like people who want to show off their nice little travel images. And I think it more so works because everybody feels like, oh, I can do this myself. And not because of the actual topic. So more so the low effort part that would make it trending and not even the like... You know, there's no shock value to it, I would say. I mean, could be if you're super creative, but mostly not.
Could be. But then again, we have this one pattern that comes up over and over again. It's that people like to do stuff that is easily done. And that is highly adaptable by doing this. And that there is also, once again, the big challenge because... I mean, it's a trend, right? It's stuff that is easily done. So people all over the world are doing this right now. So your job, I mean, if you're listening to this as a professional who kind of has to work and does social media marketing stuff, your job is to be creative enough in using this trend to still stand out. I mean, usually we do not report on trends that are already so big that you can't forget about them.
Yeah. And but try to also, as recent as possible.
Yes. But I mean, we have this podcast once a week. And that's one thing. And the other thing is, I would always recommend that by using a trend, add your personal twist to it, your personal message to it, your personal whatever to it, by not just, so you don't not just like play into the trend, but also make the trend work for you. Because this is, again, the ultimate goal of doing social media, right? You have like this big sea of entertainment and your job is to stand out with the content you create. And by using a trend, you have like this, like a little step ladder, which will not bring you to the top, but like it makes it like one step easier by using these effective hooks and trends.
Exactly.
And then you need to add your own twist by being creative.
Yes, it's about learning, right? What like what has potential also for becoming a trend and like performing on social media. And yeah, I mean, one big learning we like keep repeating is the like low like barrier, like entry barrier. That is definitely also a theme that is used over and over. And the same goes for, you know, so many themes are repeated, like transition trends, like I don't know, like always it's kind of, it has, I feel like you could discover some themes about, like, among trends, because they're not always completely new. I think that, okay, to be honest, that eating pudding with a fork, that is kind of, that is kind of new and unique, but the other trends I feel like are not surprising itself. It's just a new trend, but it was like, I feel like it's predictable the way, like, kind of the line they go down.
Hmm. All right. So if we get really good, we will have a trend predictions podcast.
Okay. Well,
and we will be wrong all of the time. And then we will do some, and then we can do some wacky ads, like those people who try to pretend that they can predict where to invest to make you a millionaire by giving them your money.
Disclaimer, it will be maybe as accurate as the weather predictions in April. I don't know. But yeah. Well, finally though, Freddie, before we wrap this up, I also want to add something. And that is, Halloween is just around the corner. And even if you, if I or you did not spy a very specific format yet, of course, all sorts of Halloween costume transitions or spooky sounds are trending and will be trending this month. So I just want you to keep this in mind. And before maybe I report on it, who knows, maybe you can start a trend.
Get spooky.
Get spooky. Yes, exactly. Show us your best Halloween, whatever, costumes, office part. Like, I don't know, anything Halloween themed, pumpkin spice themed, will perform this month.
Scare pranks, maybe even.
Yes, yes, you know, everything, all of these Halloween things. Exactly. Well, and I think after saying that, that's it for today on SumSum. And if you liked it, dear listeners, make sure to subscribe and leave us a rating wherever you're listening from right now.
And of course, follow us on Instagram at sumsum.podcast, where we will share all the examples again as reposts.
And we'll be back every Tuesday. So see you next week. Ciao, ciao.
See you. Hear you next week.
Hear you next. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.